Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
And you know, Kevin, we do a lot of different things in this segment. But right now, we're going to update you on something.
Oh.
Two things, as a matter of fact, stars related. Which one do you want to hear first?
The one that is new information.
Glenn Gullitson called last night's loss unacceptable, according to Leah
Asimakopoulos.
You just got to give me a second, Kevin. I know how to say it. It just takes me a second to remember.
You can see how maybe I was concerned.
I get you.
A little bit.
Said they are simplifying breakouts to get the Stars back on track. Also said he's been here before in Edmonton and knows that slow starts can happen when there's a lot of change. So he's basically saying we're trying to do too many complicated things on our breakouts. That's why we're not scoring goals.
And there is like a school of thought that October hockey is weird.
Yes.
And not necessarily representative of what you're going to see the rest of the year. So I get that.
I'm also told.
Don't get us in trouble by jacking around with this giveaway.
Tomorrow. We have two pairs of Stars Oilers tickets. Evidently it's here in DFW.
Yes, it is here. For I feel like we would have made a way bigger deal if we were like sending you to Edmonton.
Go check the schedule. November 4th, we have two pairs to give away, one in the 11 o'clock hour and one pair in the 12 o'clock hour.
Okay.
So tomorrow be listening if you want to go to a Stars game. And then also Jim Nilch will 40. On Friday. Nice job, Alec.
Do you kind of wish Jim Nill was yesterday and we could be like, at this point, would you want to win these Stars tickets? And he'd be like, did you not hear our coach yesterday? He said we're working on it.
They're working on it. That is for sure.
You know what? Just for that, go ahead and give me cut four. I need you to know how terrible it was last night.
This time they'll give Marchenko a chance to carry it in. He comes in right wing side, across the ice he goes to Sean Monahan, back to Voronkov with a shot, and he scores! Big boss, big goal right there. He went through the wickets of Jake Ottinger, and that penalty was costly.
You have 3 hours and 40 minutes to call for audio, Kevin.
I'm sorry. He's going to be really mad when I play another Stars clip in the next segment.
15 seconds of my time.
All right, you can go 15 seconds longer.
I have more audio.
Okay. I don't think you have any content now. What is happening?
I want to use this in like its own segment, but we're doing it right now. Let's go to cut 15. On Sunday.
Oh my God.
The Cowboys won. Okay. The Cowboys won. But at one point in the game, I looked at my mom and I said, I hate being a fan of this team. And I guess that's just fandom in general, because unless you're winning all the time, you're just like, you are probably in the situation I was in that moment. You're just like, ah!
That actually sounds right.
Can you imagine, though, being 13, 15 years old and being like this Jets fan?
See if I can get your thoughts on the game. I hate this team. I was born into this, and I'm not going to ever – I'm always a Jets fan, but, like, I hate this team.
Oh, my gosh, the defeat in that kid's soul.
That kid is going to do big things in life. Because what did you say? He's 13, 15, yeah. Whatever. At this age, he already knows a lifelong truth. Is that you're born into it and you can hate it, but there's still this stupid, undeniable pull. People are like, why don't you stop rooting for the Cowboys? I can't.
You do that.
I can't. I don't know why. Sometimes I wish I could just start cheering for some other rando NFL team that doesn't kick me in the balls all the time, but I can't do it. I love the Cowboys, and I always will, even when they perpetually infuriate me.
And that's just, like, that is just a glorious moment in interview history right there.
Can you play that first
part? Yeah, play it
maybe
again.
Maybe the whole thing one more time. That's amazing.
See if I can get your thoughts on the game.
I hate this team. I was born into this, and I'm not going to ever, I'm always a Jets fan, but, like.
All right, I got it.
I just hate this
Alec,
team.
If you deem it worthy.
You got to. I feel like that's a future drop.
I really want. I hate this team.
Yeah.
As a drop.
I think you're going to find many moments to play that.
Yeah.
It almost sounded presidential, like declarative.
I hate this team.
And he's like, got his like part of his thumb sticking out a little bit. He's like, I hate this team.
As we continue to move around the C block here. The Nuggets coaching staff, Kevin, also played the Denver local media.
Well, that's what we should have asked Mike Curtis. Can you hoop?
Yeah.
And could you keep the media closer? What was the score of this? I bet they get their asses handed to them, too.
The score was 114-16.
What? All right.
But.
No but.
But. That's better than the Boston media. That score was 57-4, so they scored more points.
Yes, proportionately, it is better. Also, good on the Nuggets staff for not dropping in that extra bucket to make it a 100-point game, because you said 114-16. Yeah. That was planned.
Uh-huh.
They could have done that. Also, why was this game so long? At least the Boston one, they're like, I don't know, score like 50 or 60 points. We'll call it a day.
So that's that. And then, Kevin, I wanted to play this cut, too. This is a story from Michael Jordan on the NBC. He's got this new segment. It really should be called a segment because they call him a contributor. Basically, it's an interview.
Yeah.
And they're taking little clips and playing them each week. But I think this is a really fun story about the last time he shot a basketball.
Do you ever pick up a ball and just shoot?
I haven't picked up a ball in years.
No, come on. Just, like, walk past. There's got to be a hoop somewhere at your place.
You don't see a hoop anywhere around here, right?
I don't. But seriously, the last time you picked up a basketball and shot it?
I was at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
And I rented a house from the owner.
Sure.
He came over to do pictures. He had grandkids. And I was meet and greet and thank him for allowing me to stay in the house. And he had a basketball court. He says, I want you to shoot one free throw. I said, really? Now, I already paid for the house. It's not like he got to see me. So when I stepped up to shoot the free throw, it's the most nervous I've been in years.
Stop it.
In years.
Stop it. Come on.
And reason being is those kids heard the stories from the parents about what I did 30 years ago.
Right.
So the expectation is 30 years prior, and I haven't touched the basketball.
I hope you swished it.
Absolutely. I got the most gratifying that made my whole week is that I was able to please that kid, not knowing if I could.
And that's just really cool. Like,
quick question.
He absolutely made it.
Okay. I was just going to say, if you're 100% on
He also
that.
Did say hoop, and that's a little concerning that he said, do you see a hoop in here?
Yeah, I've been listening to something where somebody says peninsula, and I'm like, no, but I love that story. Is tremendous. Tremendous.
Yeah, that is pretty fun. All right, so we kind of had a discussion this morning, maybe it was with Mickey, and also now hearing that the Cowboys, you pointed out earlier, Alec, that the Cowboys, Jerry Fowler's posted that the Cowboys are having internal conversations about re-signing George Pickens.
By
signing
the way,
him to an extension. They've looked at Cincinnati, Miami, and Philadelphia to kind of see exactly where things land.
And can I say how much I love the idea, whether you're going to do it or not, of looking at the structure of how three other teams did it.
Yes,
and
I love it.
How that might make sense for you. That, whenever they talk about 24/7, 365 due diligence, that is due diligence.
Two of those teams, health is a very big deal.
For sure.
The other one, you probably think the same thing. We got Joe Milton, though, just in case. I'm just saying.
Hmm.
But right so now, this is where I ask you about the level of concern.
Oh, man!
Thank you.
Man, it escalates so quickly.
Like, what is your level of concern that George Pickens might Josh Hamilton us?
One.
George Pickens gets all the stats he needs to get the contract that he needs and then says, oh, you know what? My hip, my lower back. And I can sign with any other team because I've proven what I can do. It's unfortunate this happened, but it's not anything that's career damaging. And you know what? I'm good. I got everything I need. That's one of the reasons, Kevin, I think the Cowboys are like, we should go ahead and sign him so he doesn't mess this season up.
My level of concern is low. It's like apple bottom jeans low.
If nobody remembers, Josh Hamilton, the last year he was here, by the middle of the season, got everything that he needed stats-wise and then completely gave up on the season.
Well, Josh Hamilton is a known quitter, though.
That is true.
And so...
Yeah, he quit drinking. He quit partying.
And then...
Remember that? He did everything he needed and then quit. Like, he was swinging at everything, not caring. And then he was like, I'm going to go sign with the Angels now.
He said you should put a ring on it. And then his wife goes... said it.
That then irritated they got Kevin so much.
A divorce. I hate that interview so much. Look, my level of concern is low because that's all I ever thought this was going to be.
Okay.
Like, I thought you were going to get 1 year of perfect George Pickens.
But that's what I'm saying is not what if in two games he's like, that's it. That's all I needed.
I don't think that's going to happen because he wants 30 plus million money.
And he wants to win too.
And to do that, he needs to keep putting up these stats because what he said he wanted to show is that he could be a number one wide receiver. Look, this level, this George Pickens, sure, sign me up. Let's take it forever. But there is still that idea of when he was like, but I want to go somewhere where I can showcase my skills. That I do kind of wonder every once in a while, like if he wants to be that unquestioned number one long term, or if he's cool with you're badass, I'm badass, let's go be badass together, which is what they're saying right now.
And Charles Robinson this morning on with Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton and sometimes Aiden's show, he said in the conversation about Max Crosby, he was like, I don't think that's completely done. And he gave his reasons why. And then he pointed out, look, if you get Max Crosby and let's say the number's 30 million, 28 million, 29, and then you get 30 million to George Pickens.
Yeah.
You're still under what you were dealing with one player.
Yes.
Having two players like that, much better.
Yeah.
So I think the Cowboys are, Jerry said it yesterday. We may have rolled our eyes at the time, but the more you look at it, he is right. They are in the best position they've ever been to make a move if they want to and make this team better right now with more than just one player.
And this is one of the things. I'm not saying that they would do this, but 100% because of the way the salary cap works, you could re-sign George Pickens right now and you could trade for Max Crosby and you could pick up another big-time player and you could make that all fit fine in your salary cap. Now, would that be issues in future years? Yes. Definitely. But if you decided to go for it, you can do it. I did see some people asking about Mulligetta. I mean, Jerry said he never thinks about the agent, the player, and the money. So I'm going to say that I mean, Mulligetta won. He got the highest paid defensive player ever. So he got what he wanted out of the negotiation. And what he's going to want out of this one is 30 plus per year.
And Jerry got what he wanted too.
Lots of attention.
And Steven got picks that he wanted.
Yes.
So I feel like a lot of people got what they wanted ultimately. Last question here. Whether your level of concern as to whether or not the Cowboys can actually pull off a trade to add to this defense.
I maybe should bring in Alec on this as well, because my levels is really low right now. I know Jerry said when we talked with him yesterday, I thought it was a weird answer, but intriguing, that how they're playing is not necessarily the main or certainly not the only dictating factor for them making a move. For me, it is. Like, if you don't win these next two games, then I think we can stop this conversation dead in its tracks. And I'm fine with saying, man, I wish it could have been better, but we're not good enough defensively or whatever. So let's stockpile all of our assets and then go for it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Later.
Yeah, I'm kind of right there too. And I know we hate the saying whenever Steven says it specifically, player acquisition is 365. I think that's what Jerry's kind of saying is like, look, we could have been undefeated right now. If there's a good player out there that makes sense, we're going to take a look at it kind of thing. So if there's a player with control that helps right now, that helps a year from now,
yeah,
you know, maybe they do say, you know what? We might not win it all this year, but he could certainly help us next year too.
Gotcha.
And that definitely raises my interest level. I just know because of the NFL how complex those trades can be pull off. But to be fair, the discussion we had about Max Crosby yesterday, that is a player like that.
And tomorrow on the C block, after you've potentially won a couple pairs of tickets to the Stars Edmonton Oilers game, which is definitely here in Dallas.
Definitely.
We'll ask the question, do you think the Cowboys are one player away? And if not, how many players? That'll be at 1 o'clock tomorrow, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
In your face, Athena. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3.
Is she sticking around for 1 o'clock?
Hey.
She's welcome.
I bet she'll answer that question. Absolutely. Garland's own Athena going to be in studio with us tomorrow. Coming up next, though. It's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion, or can they not possess the puck? Also, back by popular demand, FC Dallas keeper Michael Colodi. All of that next right here on The Fan.
Johnson, first round pick, 23rd overall back in 2021, loses the draw. The Blue Jackets get it down low, and they score! Charlie Coyle with a beautiful feed to Boone Jenner. All he's got to do is tip it in. It's one of those things that makes you go, Boone! And the Blue Jackets take a 2-0 lead.
KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Corey looks dead inside right now because of that call. It's time for My Buddy's an Idiot, 877-881-1053. If your friend has terrible sports or pop culture opinion, let us know. Then in just a few minutes, we will talk with FC Dallas keeper Michael Colodi, who is 3-0 this year after appearing on our show. Now, I feel like the Stars have to be in the mix for this because, golly, did they look terrible yesterday. Their penalty kill was off. Their issues with possessing the puck and not turning it over continued. And they lost their third straight. After starting the season 3-0, they've been outscored in their last three games 13-5.
Really?
Ouch.
That's not good, Kevin. That's not going to get wins. Not going to get the dubs you need.
No, that is true. Now, can we stick with hockey for just one
second? I dare you to stick with hockey.
Right? I want to see if you guys think this is an idiot move or if I'm an idiot. The PWHL Hockey League, it has unveiled new teams in Vancouver and Seattle, and they've unveiled the jerseys and everything like that. They don't have a nickname or a logo. And so they said, we'll get that next year. So for the 2026-27 season,
they just have like their practice sweaters. They have their practice pajamas.
It's like a throw. It's a sweater that's a throwback to how like the other teams in the league started. It just says Seattle and Vancouver.
That's kind of dope.
Okay. But they are eventually going to have a logo and mascot and everything like that. Just not yet. Does that seem weird to you? Does it seem like somebody forgot?
No, okay. Because we've seen, Kevin, how people get offended by mascots.
Broadus is offended by the mammoth.
I get that.
That's a badass name.
So we've seen these things happen. And so I can understand how they're really working through this. But you're right. It does seem like before they made a lot of announcements that they should have been like, here's our plan. Let's get all this marketing part together. That is part of marketing.
Yes.
Maybe they didn't have a marketing budget.
Okay.
I'll give them a break.
I'd be willing to listen to that.
And it is cool to just have the name right there. I still think that's dope.
Now, is this is a choose your own idiot.
Okay.
Is it Woody Johnson or is it Justin Fields? Because Woody Johnson, the owner for the Jets, was asked, you know, hey, like your team sucks. And he goes, hey, I believe in Aaron Glenn. If I were a player, I'd respond to him because he's the real deal, which first of all, felt like a shot at all the players. But then also he followed up. If you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results across the league. If we could just complete a pass, it would look good. Those are actual things that he actually said.
If we could just complete a pass,
it would look good. And also any head coach that has a quarterback play like that, it's going to look like this. So is it Justin Fields?
Well, he's supporting his head coach.
For sure.
Last year, he didn't support his head coach. He fired him.
That is true.
He was like, I'm choosing the quarterback over the head coach. This time, he's choosing the head coach over the quarterback.
So do you think Justin Fields is an idiot for not being a better quarterback or Woody Johnson for saying all the quiet parts out loud?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give up on Justin Fields.
That feels fair.
I don't think he's had the best opportunities with the teams that he was given, the Bears, like the whole staff's gone. Now Pittsburgh, on the other hand, is a different story. You have a quality coach there who was like, no, we can't work with you. You didn't do the things we asked. And then he went to the Jets. And again, I think the Jets are a bad. What did that kid say, Alec, about the Jets earlier today? There was one kid who was a fan of the team. And he's basically because of the way the Jets have played there his entire life, he felt this way.
I hate this team.
So I understand that Justin Fields probably feels the same way right now.
That might be funny to me forever.
I don't think it's ever not
good. Yeah, that's fair. Now, I hate to do this, but
do it.
It's Texas A&M football, idiots.
What?
They got fined for what was dubbed, quote, a likely fake injury in the fourth quarter of A&M's win over Arkansas. You know the thing where we saw it earlier in this year when one receiver just fell over because they needed to stop the clock, and then right after another receiver started to fall over, and he was like, oh, crap, that other guy already fell over.
Not both of us.
And he had to stand back up. So, yeah. So A&M has been fined $50,000 for what was dubbed creating the appearance of an injury. They're like, the player went to the ground like they were hurt. They weren't hurt and popped back up, and that's against the rules. You can't do that.
You know what they say. You only get fined when it's winning time.
I have.
Nobody's ever said that,
never
actually. So I'm trying to start
expression.
It. If y'all want to help me out.
I do not think it's a bad idea to have a Corey's new slogan segment.
Every month come up with a new slogan.
Yeah, I think we could drop the ball. I think we've dropped the ball on that so far. All right.
Well, it just started, so.
This is another one. Is Cam Jones the idiot, or are we the idiots for caring?
Marcus Freeman, by the way, has rejected Florida.
Oh, he's too good looking to
evidently go
there.
He's like, I'm at Notre Dame, y'all.
Yeah, like, I'm fine.
I'm good.
You have a toxic fan base.
Back to you, Kevin.
Maybe Notre Dame has a toxic fan base, too. So Cam Jones, the Pacers rookie, he is facing a felony after getting involved in a brief police chase. He was driving 80 in a 50, and he did not pull over straight away. His erratic driving plus his speed got him pulled over. So he is charged with misdemeanor, reckless driving, and felony resisting arrest because of the chase. Rick Carlisle mentioned it briefly, and then he said, look, the kid was running late and trying to get to practice, so I'm not going to ding him for that.
Oh,
do you like that sort of leadership?
Mm-hmm.
And also he said that Cam apologized to the entire team.
That's important.
So does he avoid the idiot label for that, or still probably you shouldn't get in any kind of police chase?
Yeah, I mean, don't get in the police chase.
That's
if you can avoid it.
Sure.
Just outrun them fast so you know there's not a real chase.
I don't know if that was the goal I was looking for. Right now, back by popular demand, it is FC Dallas keeper Michael Colodi. Good afternoon, sir.
What is up? Afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Well, we talked with you last week, and we set the stage that if you win, you need to come back. You won, and so now you're back.
I'm back. It was the first. As soon as we landed, we got back. I talked to our media guy. I talked to Edwin. Say, hey, let's get back on it this week. So
nice.
So here we are.
There you go.
Love it.
All right. Well, is it safe to say that we should just keep this trend going all throughout the playoffs?
I think so. I agree with that.
Okay. Now,
I also got to let you know how, like, I was ridiculously excited that you personally asked to be back.
He
on
was.
This. Like, I was giddy about it. So this is awesome, man.
Now, I don't know how much time you take to reflect on, like, specific plays or the game in general afterwards, but that diving save in the 75th minute off the shot from just inside the 18-yard box that could have potentially saved the season, could have been the one thing that, among many other plays, that got y'all into the playoffs. Did you reflect on that save after the fact, or is that not really your process after?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
After a game.
It's a fun one to go back and watch, of course. I think it's one of my better saves of the year, and just in such a big moment for us. So there's a little bit of reflecting, but obviously got to move on and be able to come up with some of those, hopefully, if we need them this weekend as well. So
since mid-July, y'all are only giving up or y'all have scored 1.83 points per game in terms of points in the standings. I know we've asked you this question before, but can you walk us through any more like the cooperative effort of this team stepping it up on offense, stepping up on defense, you being in there, and how y'all were able to really move up the standings quite remarkably?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think it's a team effort. I think we showed that this weekend, especially. I mean, we had our two big goal scorers, Tatar and Logan, out. And so we had to have some other guys step up and take care of business. And that's exactly what we did. It was Kai coming through, Sam Sarver getting his assists, drawing the red card, and just having guys step up when we need them. So it's a big collective effort. And I think we keep showing that over and over again.
Man of the match, Michael Colodi, joining us here on the KNC Mashpiece on 105.3 The Fan. I got the chance a couple weeks ago. I was right next to Logan Farrington's dad when the red card happened. I got to kind of see how that experience went. How are your parents handling this? The anxiety that comes along with some of these matches?
they always make sure to let me know how anxious and stressed out they are after the game happens. But hopefully we keep giving them results that are, you know, ease their mind a little bit after it. But it's definitely a wild ride emotionally for them.
Also, there is, 10 players from the development pathway that were featured in that win. Like, is that one of those feelings, like, you kind of look around the room and you're like, we're all came from kind of the same place, or you even think about anything like that? But it does kind of have a good feeling of you guys have been through this system for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's something that, I mean, the club has taken a lot of pride in for a long time, is bringing kids up to the academy and playing them, and just Eric showing the trust that he has in those guys to put them in such an important moment, and them performing is something that I think the club has tried to remain true to a long time. And I think it's great to have that camaraderie from guys playing against each other, training with each other in the academy, to being able to play together with the first team.
What did you think about Coach's beer celebration afterwards? And did you know that was going to happen?
I assumed it's happened before. It's not the first time. So we like to have a good time when we win. So that's part of it. And that's as hard as we like to work, we like to celebrate when it's done and when we get what we want. So that's something that I don't know if the fans have seen before, but we have.
Now, this is going to be an important question for you to answer. Do you want my serious soccer question or my ridiculous soccer question?
Give me the serious one first.
Okay.
Okay.
What kind of similarities do you think you'll see on Sunday versus the match that you just had? Obviously, I realize same place, same team, but the circumstances surrounding it, at least for Vancouver, are at least partially different. What kind of similarities do you think you'll see from the last game to this one coming up?
I think there's going to be a lot of similarities. I think the last match we played against them, while yes, they were already into it, they were fighting to get a point, to get that first seed, which they fell short of and weren't happy with. So I think we're going to see very similar intensity from both teams, if not more. But I think it's still going to be a super intense match. It might get chippy. It's going to be physical. Should be exciting, to say the least.
I like that. I know you're in net, but how do you fare in physical and chippy situations? Do you like to fire some trash talk back?
I'm more so one to just kind of play the game, and I don't talk too much, to be honest.
He is very busy stopping the soccer ball from getting into.
That's true. That's true. Are you prepared for my ridiculous soccer question now?
Maybe, maybe not. Depends on what it is. Let's hear it.
Who the hell set up the structure of the MLS playoffs?
It is a little weird.
Why is round one best of three, but then every ensuing round, including the championship, is one game? Who came up with that?
So here's my take on it. So my, and I don't know who came up with it, but my guess is that they wanted everyone who made the playoffs to have a home game. Every team to have a game at home for the fans, right?
Okay.
And then, but they still want your higher seed to have an advantage. So if it goes to three games, then the higher seed has the home advantage still versus just doing one game where the home has the advantage and the other team doesn't get a play-in game. And then versus if you do like an aggregate and only two, then there's not really an advantage for getting first place versus just like the matchup with the team you get. Does that make sense?
That is a good theory
That's a good answer.
I think that's the thought behind it.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Kind of feel like they should carry that through to future rounds, but they did not consult me on this.
Yeah.
That'd be a long playoff.
That is true. Now, you guys get... You get a break because of the win. Y'all are obviously not playing today. I know you're not necessarily resting, but how good is it for y'all to get those extra few days without an extra match in the play-in match?
I think it's good to give some of the guys some rest. Obviously, playing three games in a week is rough on anybody, whether it's the same like league games or outside competition. It's hard, but being able to have the rest and just kind of plan and train for what we're going up against, which we know is going to be a hard game. So being able to take care of ourselves physically is going to be huge so we can give it all going into Saturday.
You already have your Halloween costume picked out?
Well, we'll be busy the next day, so Okay. Sadly not.
All right.
Yeah, don't be jacking around trick-or-treating the day before a match, Corey.
I think they get this one down, that there's going to be a lot of kids out there dressed up like Michael this year. So that's what I'm saying, is maybe there's going to be a lot of them out there trick-or-treating.
Okay. Well, now there's some more pressure added to you to get that win, Michael. Oh, seriously. Well,
I've got the luck of the radio, so.
Yes! I'm saying, yes! Man, let's make it 4-for-4. Incredible win last weekend. Best of luck this weekend back up in Vancouver, man.
Thank you very much, guys.
There you go. Michael Colodi right here on 105.3 The Fan.
I'm just suggesting to all of DFW to get very excited about what they're about to do. This has been this second half of the season has been a lot of fun. It's been a blast to watch. And I'm just suggesting, get ready, because it could be even more fun.
How nervous would you have been if he's like, we got a giant team party on Halloween night right before their second game?
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Flag driving baseline, got it in one. Count it. Cooper Flag with his first field goal.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. NFL updates from throughout the day. Bucky Irving and Chris Godwin will be out for Sunday's game for the Bucks against the Saints. The Bucks bye is next week, so you can see the strategy there. No, Jamie.
Wow, two-week bye for the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Now, with the Saints in your face. Now, Jaden Daniels is not going to play
in your face
this week either. And then Roger Goodell had to make an official statement that Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show is not being reconsidered, because of course it's not. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing. Hey, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. It is Cooper Flag Day. Are you guys pumped for Cooper Flag? Are you pumped for the Mavericks? Do you think they'll make the playoffs? Where are we at?
Very excited for Cooper Flag. I mean, this is just almost too good to be true. It's like going from Tony to Dak, but better. You know, so I just, yes. And the whole thing of, Can they be a skilled team with Link? Can he play a point guard? Like, I think there's so many very interesting storylines. It's just a little odd, you know, being in a market where we don't really start talking about the NBA that much until football's over.
Sure.
You know? So it was an adjustment for me when I first got here. And, you know, now it's like, I feel 90% of my sports attention honed in on the Cowboys right now.
Okay.
I got like 8% for the Mavs, and then with my remaining 2%, I'm thinking about the Rangers and the winter meetings coming up.
Does the Stars losing streak drop them to zero?
Yeah, it bummed me out. Jeez, you know, I like winners.
Man, you talk about synergy. Tomorrow, Topps Basketball comes out, and that's the first official Mavericks card of Cooper Flagg. They know what they're doing out there. They're like, hey, let's do it right after the first game.
Smart.
Yeah. What about y'all? How are y'all feeling? Cooper Flagg, Mavs, all of it.
How could you not be excited? I mean, particularly when it comes to Flagg. And I am optimistic about this team if they can be healthy. I do think this is a really good basketball team. It's deep, and it is going to be a team that I think can do a lot of winning. The defense should be absolutely locked down. But, I mean, big picture, I'm just not banking on health. And so,
is there somebody? I know Anthony Davis jumps to mind. Is it him? Is it Lively?
Yeah, it's Davis and Lively. And then the Kyrie aspect, him not obviously starting the season. When does he return? And what version of him are you getting when he does return? Is he having to load manage off the injury? You know, like how much? Like, there's just so many variables when it comes to the health of this team that are keeping me from being like super crotch first championship optimistic. I do think they can be competing for a playoff spot, especially if they are healthy. But in terms of the Flagg stuff, I couldn't be more excited. This is freaking fantastic.
Yeah, I think they're going to be a 50-win team. I mean, I think they're going to be a top 5 seed in the West this year.
Love it.
And I get it, like the health aspect of it. I'm expecting Anthony Davis to miss some time. And I don't think that you're going to get him to play a full season, but I do think as long as the issue will be if all the injuries compile at the same time. Otherwise, I think if you go a stretch where AD's out a couple weeks or Lively's out a couple weeks, you've got so much depth, I think you can withstand those injuries. Because then Gafford can step up when Lively's out. Lively, you know, you have enough to balance it out. And I do think you're going to get Kyrie back and ready to go. I mean, I just have like a faith in Kyrie that if he's on the floor, he's healthy, he knows his body really well, he's putting forth all the effort and the rehab and the work to get back to where he was. I know he's an older player, but I really believe in what this roster has right now, and I think Cooper Flagg is going to end up being better than even we're thinking he's going to be right now. And I'm trying to like limit my expectations for him, but I think he's going to end up being an absolute superstar. Hell, so I think 50 wins to me is what I'm hoping for, and this is going to be a playoff team, and then it'll be kind of matchup dictated. Yeah. But they can beat anybody in the West, I think.
Especially OKC.
Yep.
Broadus, what are you feeling?
Yeah, I like everybody's optimism about the team and stuff like that. I'm worried about the coaching staff a little bit because of the, you know, sometimes you have, yes, you got a coach at the top, but down below, just massive turnover.
Yes.
You know, and yeah, you've got that's some guys that have won some NBA championships and stuff like that, former head coaches in the league and stuff. So I'm always fascinated how the early dynamic works with a completely new coaching staff, with the head coach being, you know, what kind of, you had an idea what kind of adjustments that, you know, I was got used to watching Sean Sweeney and those guys coach and kind of get through games and navigate games. I'm interested to see what Frank Vogel and this group does.
I probably haven't given enough credence to that. That's a really excellent point.
They did a hell of a job, didn't they?
Yeah.
Those guys.
They really did.
I guess they just like Luka too much to still be around.
Now, the over-under kind of on Flagg for the season, 19.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. Does that feel like an achievable season-long stat line for you?
What was that again?
19.5 points, 6.5 boards, 3.5 assists for the season.
Is that achievable? Game. Absolutely. I think the points would be the one, right?
Okay. I'd probably drop the points and maybe make the rebounds larger.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a rebound demon out there.
I'm going to chip up the assists a little bit.
I was going to say, I've been so impressed with his passing. Yeah. I think is underrated.
Like he's, I agree.
He's one of these guys that just does everything really well. But the passing has been really impressive to me. Like, as a floor general, throwing up the alley-oops, like, he's a guy that on back-to-back possessions could get the assist on the alley-oop and then also get the flush.
So I guess, Gavin, for you then, 19.5, 6.5, 3.5, achievable, but also, does that live up to the hype?
Oh, yeah, that definitely lives up to the hype at 18 years old. You know, I think that projects out to 25 to 28 points per game in his career. If he hits 19.5, I'll be ecstatic. I would probably take the under on that one, but I think the rebounds and assists are there. You know, if Kyrie Irving was going to start the season, I would say there's probably not a great chance of that, but there's still a lot of talented players. And, you know, I don't think he's a selfish guy. I don't think he's going to be shot hunting or anything like that.
He makes the right play. Is the way that we've been describing it. He's very good defensively as well.
I'm just glad we finally have a superstar that Kevin likes.
I told everybody on draft night when 90% of our calls were like, we get another soft Euro, that they were going to love Luka. What do you guys got coming up on the program?
Were going to love Luka. Uh-huh. Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. We'll get Tim Cato on from All City at 3 o'clock. One of our favorite Mavs insiders, and Ryan Rucco, ESPN play-by-play guy. He'll be on the call tonight. We'll join us at 4:20.
Lovely. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the Can't See Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say, I like big backs, Kevin.
And I cannot lie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.